Podcast audience, welcome back and thank you for tuning in. Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of Life Source Ministries on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. God's word reads thusly. As he walked along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled, "Here I Am" by Tamala Mann.
Try to
scripture has been read for your hearing and meditation. Let us pray. Sanctify the words of my mouth, Lord. May they bring glory to you. Amen. I will speak to you on the topic, God's urgency for evangelism, focusing on verse 4. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. What is urgency? The English profession would say that urgency is a noun, meaning the need to take action in a hurry. When something is urgent, it necessitates being dealt with immediately, and there are certain stresses and pressures that go along with dealing with matters of an urgent nature. What then is time? Noah Webster says, time is a word that has many meanings and various uses as part of speech. A noun, time, means the period between two events which something exists, happens, or acts. Right now, we want to focus on how God regards time. Although God is eternal, he has a program of redemption for mortal beings who are of few days and full of trouble, according to Job 14:1. God's commands and commissions are pulsating and throbbing with urgency. His business requires haste. His haste was very compelling. So urgent was he in the spirit that he compacted and crowded into 3.5 years labor that which have graced the span of a century. Concerning this urgency, let us consider two facts, and then, based on these two facts, let us consider two questions. The first fact is, we are slow to do God's work. In almost every aspect of our lives, an impelling sense of urgency grips us. Hurry, hurry, rush, rush, go, 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 seems to be the watchwords of today's society. There seems to be an inner impelling force driving us to eat faster, learn faster, travel faster, sell faster, everything faster, faster, faster. This sense of urgency has touched us just about everything in modern life except the program of the church. Well, somebody may as well say amen, amen, because when it comes to the church, our pace is very leisurely. Seemingly no sense of urgency weighs on our minds concerning God's work. In the workaday world, our theme is rush, rush, rush. Got to make a living, you know. But when it comes to God's work, the saying is, we'll get to do that, or we'll get to that one of these days, and there's no hurry. We have plenty of time. The second fact is that God is urgent. This fact is thrown in bold relief against the dark shadows of the first. People may think of God as having no concern with the passage of time, and they try to back up or support their line of thinking by quoting 2 Peter 3:8, where it says, one day with God is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. They emphasize the 1,000 years in God's sight equaling one day. Seldom do people focus attention on the statement the other way around. That is to say, one day equaling 1,000 years. Can you see the difference? Anyone who has watched through a long night at the bedside of a dying loved one, knows and understands how a few hours can seem like an eternity. So it must be the same with God as he watches the multitudes whom he loves and for whom Christ died, and how agonizing it must be for God to watch the unsaved dying multitudes entering into eternal damnation. Our delay in sharing the gospel must lay heavily on God's heart. We all have his love, and his love demands haste. Let us journey into the New Testament. The New Testament is an urgent book. It is filled with phrases such as, go quickly and tell his disciples, rise up, and I come quickly. And those of us who have studied the scriptures know that the only reason Jesus ever asked his disciples to tarry was that they might be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now let us approach and consider the two questions that arise from these two facts. The first question is, why are we so slow? Well, there are several reasons for our slowness. At the top of this list is our failure to see just how important God's work is. We think primarily of our own earthly wealth and material obligations. We tend to let God's business go along the best way it can. But on the other hand, we often want God to hurry, especially when it comes to banishing our suffering and sorrows. The rest of the time, we assume that God will be content to wait until our future is made or our fortune is made. We want him to wait until our every earthly obligation is met, or we want him to wait until a more convenient day arrives. The second reason that we are so slow is that we cannot discern the erring and unseen operation of spiritual laws and forces. We are so busy responding to the impelling forces of the natural world that we don't readily discern the compelling compunction of the Holy Spirit. God works silently and unseen, but he works. And every Christian must remember that for those who are not Christians, the time is running out. Long time ago, preachers used to say, time is winding up. Witnessing to them is urgent. Case in point. There once was a group of men in the Swiss Alps who made their living in an unusual way. Their work equipment included a sharp pointed steel bar, a long rope, and a leather satchel. They roamed about the mountains searching for the eggs of a very rare bird. They could bring home these eggs and hatch them in an incubator and sell them to zoos for an astronomical price. One day, one of them saw a nest of three eggs on the ledge below him. He had been searching for these eggs of this bird for many years. So he secured his steel bar in the rock, fastened his rope to it, and climbed down the face of the cliff to the ledge below. But in his excitement, he did one thing, one main thing that his training and experience had taught him not to do. He let go of the rope. Almost immediately, he realized that when his rope stopped swinging, it could be too far away for him to reach it. And inevitably, he would perish there with those precious eggs. His only hope was to leap out into the void and grasp the rope as it swung toward him. But at the first swing of the rope, he wasn't ready. The second swing was shorter, but still he was too afraid to jump. When the rope started toward him the third time, he knew it was now or never. He leaped out into space, grabbed the rope, and climbed to safety. In this illustration, the men could see the rope and would know when it would be too late to save himself. Just like the rope, the pendulum of God's work is swinging. The difference is that no one knows how short the swing or how brief the time. Or it may be said of those who plan to meet God at the 11th hour will die at 10:30. And this time frame is not based on time given by the man-made sundial or the analog clocks, nor the digital clocks, but rather is based on the tickings of God's clock. The third reason that we are slow is because we do not understand the urgency of God. We don't seem to understand the urgency of doing or going quickly to witness about God through Jesus Christ. Seemingly, we fail to understand when he says, "I come quickly." These are the main issues of life. That is what God's concern is about. The heartbeat of God sets the tempo. Go quickly, arise up quickly. "I come quickly" denotes the urgency of our God. The second question is, what happens as a result of a lack of urgency concerning God's work? By our lack of urgency, we bring grief and pain to the very heart of God. He has supplied all things needed for our salvation. This was evident when Jesus cried out on the cross saying, "It is finished." Meaning God's plan for salvation is complete. Atonement has been made. By our lack of urgency, we let irretrievable opportunities to reap God's harvest fall to the ground. By our lack of urgency, we let irretrievable opportunities to reap God's harvest falls to the ground. Our text tells us when to do work for him. John 9:4 says, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." The night comes when no one can work. Thus the opportunity passes. One of God's angels in Revelation cried, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come, for the time for thee to reap. The time is come for thee to reap the harvest of the earth, for the harvest is ripe. And that's what we should do about today's work that God has set aside for us. That goes for the church, the evangelists, preachers, and teachers. By our lack of urgency, we do so little to win a lost world to Christ. And our main purpose is to win souls for Christ. Evangelize, evangelize, evangelize. Although much is being done in all types of missions work, the surface is hardly being scratched. Now I'll conclude by saying there are two prayers that we should pray. Firstly, We should say, God, give us the vision of yourself, of a God who is in a hurry. Give us a vision of your work. It's important. Its importance and its urgency for evangelism. Give us a vision of ourselves and how slow and nonchalant we are. Thank you, Lord. Secondly, we should pray. God, help us to realize the king's business requires haste. Show us how great your program is, how urgent your cause is. God, urge us on that we may be in a hurry to do your work. Hasten us, O Father God, to be about our Father's business, that we should hurry, hurry, hurry to do your work. Amen and amen. The closing song is entitled, Don't Wait. Amen.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.